It is the year of the accused and the year of the accuser. And John Ziegler is a terrific writer, and he's a broadcaster too, does a podcast and used to listen to him out in Los Angeles radio. But I'm going to read from his piece here, Mediaite.com, and then we'll welcome him to the program to elaborate. I am already very tired of defending men I don't even like from potentially suspect or overblown allegations of sexual abuse. However, the latest story of a major media casualty, Ryan Lizza, we talked about him yesterday, who was just fired from the New Yorker for engaging in improper sexual contact, has an aspect to it which just simply must be addressed. In other words, and we've talked about this repeatedly, Ray, once you're accused in this this environment, you are convicted in the court of public opinion, and most companies, ours included, would just cashier people. Forget it. It's not even worth defending. See you later. Good luck.
It's a slippery, slope, but I wonder, you know, I guess the difference is improper sexual conduct as opposed to sexual harassment.
I guess, but it all comes down to what the word is. It all comes down to how do you define misconduct and how do you define credible? John Ziegler, welcome to Double the Awesome. I'm a longtime fan of your writing and your broadcasting, so it's tough in this day and age to even address the latest accuser and latest accused, because nobody is ever going to know where the truth lies.
Well, it's even, thanks for having me. It's even worse than that. In the Ryan Lizza and Matt Lauer situation, we don't even know who the accuser is. I mean, we are now in a situation, and you know, there's an old saying that the road to hell is paved with good intentions, and I realize that a lot of this movement is based in good intentions. But we are creating rules here now where if there hasn't already been massive injustices, and I have a suspicion that there has been, there absolutely will be in the future. Because when you have public people, see, I know a lot of people say, well, this isn't a court of law. This is just their jobs. Well, hold on a second. With a public situation, especially media people, your reputation is all that you have. And there are very few jobs in this particular business of the media, and shrinkingly so. And if you are accused in this environment of anything with the word sex in it, you're presumed to be Harvey Weinstein, mm-hmm. or even worse. And you're done. It's over. And the media company has no incentive to fight for you. In fact, I think what we're seeing here, I think part of this equation is that we're seeing a lot of old white guys who are overpaid getting rid of.
Right. You know, then Charlie Rose, Matt Lauer, and again, as you wrote in your piece, we don't know what they did, and they may have done all these horrible, reprehensible things. We don't know, but you're right. It's a good way to kind of line item veto some heavy hitters out of the budget.
Well, yeah, I mean, I put Bill O'Reilly in that category, and I've spoken to Bill O'Reilly fairly extensively about his allegations, and I presumed he was guilty as hell, but after speaking with him, I'm not quite as sure. I know the Matt Lauer situation with some inside information. I know Matt decently. I've been on the Today Show several times, and I know his right-hand man very, very well. I don't believe that we've been given the full truth about what happened there. I happen to believe that Matt Lauer was fired for not disclosing a consensual affair with a co-worker that he had back in 2014 that normally would have been something that NBC would have just said, well, look, we'll let this go. But now in this environment, they can destroy you. And they don't even you don't have to know who the accuser is. You don't have to know what the accusation is. And if it's in this realm, you're done, and people will presume the worst. And that is a very dangerous situation. And I have no idea what happened with Ryan Lizza, but he's denying what happened. We have absolutely no details. And what we have created here is a situation now where, and this is not an exaggeration, that if a woman dated a high-profile media person in the past, and now no longer likes them. And by the way, boy, that wouldn't be the first time that's ever happened, right?
Not to a media person.
Right. It'd be a former person you used to date that now has some reason to ruin your life. They can do so with really very little effort.
Unity.
And their name never has to be public.
Yeah, that's in America, you're supposed to be able to respond to and face your accusers. And this is almost like the Salem witch trials. They used to take a woman who was accused of being a witch and say, well, we're going to throw you in the pond. And if you drowned, we'll say, well, you're not a witch.
Right.
And if you survive, like
you're
you
done.
Float, no, then we'll burn you at the
right,
stake.
Right. Good
so those
you.
Are your choices.
It's very similar, but let me deal with the anonymity issue very quickly, because this is important. I realize that, you know, from a politically correct stance, your accuser has a right to privacy because they have been abused. Well, hold on a second. First of all, we don't know that. We don't know that anyone has ever been abused. We don't know even what the allegation is. And this is not an accountant, nothing against accountants, but I mean, this is not a situation where this could happen, where you get fired and no one ever knows about why it happened, or, you know, Google doesn't record it for all time history. This is a situation where this is a life sentence. In fact, I argue that in some of these situations, these guys would be better off if they had been charged criminally.
Because they have a court of law.
Right, because then at least there would be a place to adjudicate this and potentially provide their exoneration. But this is the worst case scenario. They get none of the rights of a criminal trial, but all of the negatives. In fact, maybe even worse.
Talking here with John Ziegler, he writes for Mediaite.com. And he's also a talk show host himself.
Yeah, this is going to make it hard. You know, I know that right now that this might seem empowering for women, but it's going to make it hard for people to get jobs going forward. I tell you right now, I'm glad I work in a room full of men.
So am I, Ray.
Thank you.
John, we appreciate your time here this morning. Maybe we have to go to, you know, the death panels we talked about during Obamacare. Maybe we need harassment panels or a harassment czar where everybody could bring, you know.
Teachable moments.
Bring it into a closed-door situation and kind of review it.
My hands are up. No grope. That's my policy.
John, thanks for your time this morning. Much appreciated, sir. We'll continue to read you at Mediaite.com and check out your podcast.
Thanks, guys.
Take care. There's John Ziegler joining us here on WLS.